Great. Our next item was conditional use number 1821, John F. Corcoran et al.
Well, gentlemen, concerning this project, I think it was a creative use of a parcel of ground. Good luck. I guess those people that buy it will be able to find it. It was
more than you could say for yourself.
I found it. I'm just glad I didn't go at night. I don't know what would have come out of the swamp and got me.
We fear for your safety.
That's my travels during the daylights when I can, gentlemen. But they're using our, you know, best management practices to protect the environment. The you know, and of course they'll be tying into the county sewer when it gets around to it. So that's my thoughts. Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1821 for John F. Corcoran and et al., I move that we recommend approval of CU 1821 for four multifamily units based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, they propose conditional use with a density of approximately one unit per acre is consistent with neighboring properties adjacent and nearby. Uses include mobile home parks, large subdivisions, commercial uses, and other single family homes. Two, the property is within a development district according to the current county land use plan. Three, the property with four units will not have any significant impact upon traffic. Site plans will be served by on-site water and septic. And this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, there shall be no more than four dwelling units located on the property designed as single-family detached condominium units. All entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. The project shall be served by an on-site well approved by DENREC and in compliance with all applicable regulations. Stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. And the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these features. The project shall be served by an on-site sewer system approved by DENREC and in compliance with all applicable regulations. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed landscape design. Construction site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and or fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Maintenance of all landscaping, lawn areas, driveways, and recreational amenities shall be the responsibility of a condominium association, and best management practices shall be utilized to minimize any environmental impacts. As proffered by the applicant, any damage to the road caused by the redevelopment of this property shall be promptly repaired at the developer's expense. Addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1821. Did you have something to add, Mr. Link?
No, I just want to make sure I got that. What do you read?
Yep. John F. Corcoran et al., for the reasons with stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?